Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 6th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the nation's number one sport, soccer.
And there was a shocker in Harare yesterday when Triangle beat highly rated Dynamos 4-3 on penalties after a 1-1 draw in regulation time.
Focus now turns to the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League matches that are lined up for the weekend. And of course, on top of the log is Dynamos, followed by ZPC Kariba, Caps United and Highlanders.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tauti tingechi mbotarisa nezve nhau dzemitambo. Vateereri vangu vachitaura ivo kuti vari kuda kuti timbopota tichitaura nezvenhau dzemitambo. Nekudaro tichida kuti timboongorora kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei nezuro. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs apo, chikwata chedynamos chakarohwa icho 1-0. Chakarohwa icho 4-3 pamapenalties mushure mekunge zvikwata zviri Dynamos neTriangle zvaita mangange 1-1 kuNational Sports Stadium makwikwi kana kuti mafinals emukombe weOne Wallet Cup. Gibbs.
Yabakambe zulu kanda balinga chola njani kwa nangapo ke ngemakaya tina ngapa lo blessing siya pila simila kwa makama. Ye, utabe kutuwi nilamita njani kisikoka ngokuti ipola lihamba njani kwele Zimbabwe. Siya wazi tingu kupela abantu aba nengi ya itando kwa makama. Litanda kunja alo kwa sisuili zolo iti mbare iti anamos. Maichai ile sibili 4-3 kuma penalties. Kate zi chaineje zaba I-1-1 ingaloko kutuwa regulation time. Kutuwa kinga mapenulo kanya mafana me triangle bebechai ile mambuleni. Boso kubuya nje sisaphinda sikhangele futhi ngokuthi blessing kambe kuhamba njani kucastle laga Premier Soccer League. Siyabona ke ukuthi iqembu leDynamos ilo lisephezulu kwengalani boso kulandela ke elinye lalo iliphela landela asikhangele khonapho boso kulandela ke iKariba then iHighlanders lejalo ukuthi ibe phezulu iku number 4 kunjalo ke fowethu.
I think Grips, we have our first guest, that is Mr. Kenny Ndebele, who is the chief executive of the Castle Premier Soccer League. Mr. Ndebele, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Ndebele, it's good that you actually came today so that we can talk soccer, nothing soccer, soccer and soccer. So at the end of the day, give us a brief. What is going on these days and where is the soccer game going?
Okay, currently the Castlelager Premier Soccer League race is what one would call home stretch. We have match day 25 coming down over this weekend, but in between we'll have cup competitions. The Chibugu semi-finals will be played after the week 25 matches, and then we'll be looking at having the top four participating in the Mada Diamonds Cup at the end of the season.
It appears you have many competitions this year. Sponsorship has been problematic. just tell us, how are you managing to attract sponsors, particularly this year?
Well, the whole idea is that the clubs have to be organized, and I'm happy to say the clubs are organized. And then in that process, it's easy for the league to attract sponsorship, because it's all about it's all about the image that the sponsor will be interested in to protect the brand of its organization. So when we have organized football, good competition, clubs playing at the same level in terms of standard of play, you are bound to attract sponsorship.
Now, Blessing, I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Peggy Nyoni, who is the chairman of the Coaches Association of Zimbabwe. Good evening and welcome to the program, Mr. Nyoni.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, tell us, it seems as if there's a lot that is happening in terms of coaches. What's going on right now?
Yes, there's a lot that has been going on. I think in August, September, we managed to finish the top license for Africa, that's the ANSM.
You have reached mailbox number
772. The top 30 participated in the CAF A license course, which is the highest qualification in Africa currently considered by CAF. So that's what we have done. And in September also, we had the C license, which a CAF C license, which was held in Ntare. And starting tomorrow, we've got a B license, which is going to be held in Blue. So, in terms of trying to upgrade our coaches, that's what we have been doing. And in December, we are also going to have a second CAF A license to try to upgrade our coaches, so that almost all our top coaches should have a license before they go to pro license.
And, of course, there are problems at Highlanders to do with the coach and his contract. Do you know what is happening there, and where do you come in as the association representing coaches?
Highlanders issue, I think the main problem was the coach was a foreign coach and also was not part of the was association. He was a local member of the association. That's why we find when we had almost of our coaches, he has not been attending. But what I can briefly just say is I understand that they have had an understanding where they have discussed with the coach, and the coach has accepted the answer which they have given, so that he could resign, because they felt that now his life was in danger, because the supporters had shown that they were no longer happy with the coach, under what circumstances, and the executive couldn't fire the coach. They fired the coach. I think it was going to cost them a lot, so they had to try to find a diplomatic way of discussing and find a way out. And this moment in time, I understand that they found a way where the coach has resigned. And at the moment, they were Marte, who is the acting head. And I can say, in September, we also did the CAF license.
Gibson.
Now, looking at the vulnerability of coaches, Mr. Nyoni, how vulnerable are coaches in Zimbabwe in terms of being fired left, right, and center?
Yes, this is a difficult job of coaching, because it's more determined with the results than anything else. And the past years, what used to happen is coaches would be fired willingly and without any cost being encountered. But currently, we are so happy that most of our coaches, they now have got contracts which they have signed with the club. So there is always a way of getting out. And when they get out, at times they have an agreement where they are asked to resign. Then they are given a handshake, which to me, I think, is what is more important than also a good move which has come because of these contracts which have been done. But we, from an association point of view, we still feel that we have a lot to do to try to educate our members too, so that they realize that these contracts have to be as strong as they can, and it should be contracts which protect the coaches rather than contracts being given, giving advantage to the administrators. And as an association also, we have not been just sitting lying idle. We also have got a lawyer who we have partnered with, which are lying associates, who works with us and advises our coaches. Any coaches who want any advice, who want any help, they are free to be contacting them. This is the development which we have.
Thank you so much. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the nation's number one sport, soccer. I think we can also look at what is happening in South Africa and also in the English Premier Soccer League. And of course, the latest standings. First, we go to the ABSA Premier League in South Africa, where Kaizer Chiefs is leading clubs there, and of course there's also, it's followed by Ajax Cape Town, a bit first on number three, and Mamelodi Sundowns on number three. And the English Premier Soccer League, Chelsea is leading with 19 points, followed by Manchester City with 14 points, and Southampton 13 points, and Manchester United with 11. Those are the top four. Gibbs, what do you have for us?
Now, in terms of the Zimbabwe Castellaga Premier Soccer League, Dynamos, of course, is on top with 46 points, followed by ZPC Kariba, 44 points, Caps United, 42, and Highlanders, 39. At the bottom of the log, those teams that are threatened with relegation, they are Triangle United, 27 points, Black Rhinos, 27 points, Shabani Mine, 26 points, Vantu Rovers, 18 points, and Chiretsi, which is anchoring the log with 14 points. So Chiretsi, I think the points are so low, you know, that it can be relegated anytime.
It can be relegated. And of course, for the matches this weekend, this is match day 25. On Saturday, the 11th of October, it's Chicken Inn versus Black Rhinos at Hartsfield at 3 p.m. Then there's Chiretsi FC versus Bantu Rovers, Chishamiso Stadium at 3 p.m. ZPC Kariba will face Triangle United at Gwanzura Stadium. That's at 3 p.m. Harare City will play Platinum at Rufaro Stadium. And on Sunday, the 12th of October, it's Buffaloes versus Dynamos at Sakuba Stadium. Caps United versus Highlanders at Rufaro Stadium. That's a match to watch. And of course, Shabani Mine versus Chapungu at Maglas Stadium. And lastly, Wange Football Club versus How Mine FC at the Colliery. That's coming up at 3 p.m. Gibbs.
And then in terms of fines that have been imposed on clubs, Champions, Dynamos and Highlanders have been slapped with the heaviest fines ever imposed by the PSL for various offences. The offences range from missile throwing to failure to provide team sheets on time, as well as failure to provide clean dressing rooms. So Dynamos were hit with a total of $5,125 in terms of fines. Highlanders, $4,000 from the start of the season to August. So at the end of the day, it appears as if the PSL Standing Order Offences and Fines Committee is actually at work here.
Indeed, and indeed. I think it appears they are not joking. Regatizoke Kwamuri, Vanyoni, Tichi Tarza, Mamiru Akaita Castle Premier Soccer League, Muruku Faraere, Nekura Irizwa, Gurugitwa, Navumunyiko.
I'm going to go to the top four. ndio vanenge vatiwarivarinde vachivaenda kwa siri zvinoratidza kuti basa riri kunyatoshanda nekuti matimu edu ese timu yanga chitokokotwa neatinda tikocha asiri wemunyika muno ndiye yanga chikocha makaindiyo asobva achiita ukunzi navanhu vebhora ivo vanoona bhora vachiti uyu hatichamudi kana imi mune zvamunoda kwaari hamuneno zvamakaona toda vekwedu ava vemuno vatinoziva kuti vanoziva zvavari kuita atasamakapa ari kuhwina vano kungohwina tiri kutamba asi nyambo tichifarawo tine tichitarisa kuti makochi edu anofanira kuramba achingodhidha nesa vachiona kana tichiramba tichida kuti titi panodiwa levhu inenge chiekuita nekakutoitawo bati tinofara nezviri kuitika nokuti tatarisa makochi edu vari kunyatoshanda zvakasimba zvokuti dai kuva kuri kuti administration yedu iyakasimbawo ichinyato yakasimba dhewe yakaita kusaidi nokudzidzisa kukocha dai bhora redu riri pamusoro zvikurusa asi tinonyatsofila kuti kune imwe saidi redu readministration riri kuregerera makochi edu zvokuti dai makochi edu anga achiwana that support aita zvakadarika zvavaita sofa.
Thank you, Mr. Nyoni. Of course, he's talking about statistics that, yes. You know, the statistics that he's giving us, it appears the local coaches are doing extremely well for Zimbabwe, qualifying Zimbabwe to go to the African Nations Cup. People like Chidzambwa, of course, and Mohlauri taking Zimbabwe all the way. And, of course, not forgetting the previous coach, Ian Dibango Goroa. He did very well at the AFCON Nations Cup. Tinenge tine muteereri wedu wekutanga Gibbs. Vamuchingambi, makadii?
Makadii, vakomana.
Aiwa, tiripo. Nhasi tiri kumbotaura nenyaya dzebhora. Muri kuona sei?
Ndofarire ndinofara hangu Blessing ndamhona kundambotitaurawo nyaya dzebhora. Inini ndoona kuti bhora redu kuZimbabwe harina kumira zvakanaka Blessing. Haiwa, hazvina kumira zvakambonaka kana kachiti seinogara ndiri muMbotswana ndonyatsoona bhora remunoti vanokonewa zvavo asi nyatsoona zvinhu zvavo zvezvi zvinenge zvakarongeka. Isusu kuZimbabwe chaiko kuti ndipi mari kana kuti politics hanyatoziva Blessing kuti kwani vangu kuti bhora redu chaizvo katafati patakamboita unokurumbira ungo yafabishiyai ikasoiti halindasi yainge yakamira sei makore adynamos ainge yakamira sei Zimbabwe sense yainge yakamira sei Cape United yainge yakamira sei saka zvinoizvi ukazotarisa manje mumiro wataita lesi ndokuti pese pandataura pese hapasina chindasa zvaikuita hilanders tasa zvikuitika dynamos dynamos zvinounge zvinoonetriange united zvaungati ukata makochi ndo hatisina nekuti tingangoti maexecutive amaclub edu mahonda aya havakoshesi kuimplmakochi akakwana akanaka kutitewo something napo napo ka munhu achinge akazonzi kochi wenational team wonzi vakonewa havazotasi kuti kochi unogofanira kushanda achibva kumi unoshanda achibva zasi uku kubva kumaclub sokwakamira sei zoti kuti mungangozotasa kuti kochi daita something zviri nani isusu ngatigadzisei kwedu zasi kwoku kuti zvakatanda nadynamos etosadzamakochi chaivo nekuhilandasi kusiya navanhu vanogona kutaura zvakanaka vakana vazviwa makochi asinga yatogona basa pana chinge angu kuti dai zimbabwe yanga ita something vaikonovanoda kutaura tihost africa cup of nations tongohost africa cup of nations but weare not doing anything hatina zvimwe zvatimboita ndokuti tisuka weare just trying pano kutizano tihost katitemomakohost nezambia but tongoti afanika hamenoti tongoti afanika kutangodzorodza mumafirst round asi tiri pahome
asi kanyaya yekuhostai vamachingambi inenge inoti dhureka haisi nyaya yekutamba naye
handindozova kutaura kuzimbabwe kuti varitrying kuti vahostevo asi even nyange mafacilities edu atinawo handifungi kuti mazhinji acho ndanoti standard asi ndozvavane vachidavo kuti tiite but tinyange tikaita tinowati zvichibve ipapo ndezveembarasimendi chete nokuti timu dzedu dzakafa dzadzinomisa bhora dzaita zvakataona chizabva kudhara chizangu akanda netimu uko mushaura akanda naye kanita zvakanaka because then maclub edu anga ari nani ikono Blessing nyange tizvikomberana south africa nonati isusu tozvikomberana netimu dzekusecond division south africa kuti bhora redu rakafa zvachose hapana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamuchingambi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndakumbambuta nagidi.
Taurai zvenyu.
Yebaba, kunjani? Nyipindire kunjani foit?
angafika chomkhathi umpromisile radio nga-2009 ngapha.
Oye, ngo-2009 lapha uyazuza ngichawumbulani. Ngicela ukuthi ngufonele singaqeda uhlelo.
Eh.
Hayi, ngiza kufonela sibe singaqeda uhlelo.
Uyabona ngikuhle
Jona. Hayi, ngizayenza njalo mfowethu.
Okay, sir.
Mhm, radio.
Mhm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Do we have
yes, Mr. Ndebele? Yes, umnumzana uNdebele sizokuthiwa sephendukile ecingweni. Baba Ndebele ukhona?
Yeah, ngikhona baba.
Yey, baba Ndebele nxa sikhangela kulama fine lawa achayelwa iDynamo Slayer Islanders. Ukuthi abalungisanga ama dressing room njalo lokuphosa amatshe into ezinjalo ama supporters abo. Kambe kuvele ama fine angkhona akufika njani kufika njani khona ukuthi iklabhu kuthiwa kayihlatshwe so?
Ama abakhokheli bamaqembu wonke bahlangane ukuqaleni komnyaka bakuhlela ukuthi ulokuthi sibelokhe sithonisise amacala kuhle kulotshwe phansi ukuthi ungenza so inhlawulo yakho inje. Ungakhumbula inyaka enye kwakuvele kunzima bezo sokubuhlungu njengoba beyibo futhi abakhokhelayo babuya behlisa nge-75% ngoba ifine yokujikijela vele yona ibiyi-8,000 kanti siyehliswa isisiyi-2,000 lapho kutsho ukuthi sesiyakukhangela futhi ukuthi kwese sikhathi ungawona sokufanele beye kuma phambi kwedale le PSL ukuthi kuthoniswe kakutsha ngoba nxa usuyathola abantu bechaya beze bechaya i-ambulensi ilo esigulane phakathi akuyabe ngasiwubhora le.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesilungu khonokho kade ukutsho umnumzana.
Well, the standard fines are determined by the Board of Governors at the beginning of each and every season. You will recall that last year fines such as throwing of missiles were up to $8,000. Then the Board of Governors felt perhaps it was too heavy on the clubs, hoping that the clubs would then use part of the money for educational campaigns, reduced the fines by 75%. Unfortunately, we seem to be having more acts of violence and hooliganism, which is a worrying to the league. I mean, when you have hooligans smashing window screens for the ambulance carrying patients, it's a big worry.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndebele. Don't go away. Stay on the line, please. Yeah, blessing.
Mm. Yeah, and of course, in another news, people might know that the International Cricket Council's World Cup trophy was recently in Zimbabwe. It's good news indeed.
Very good news.
Arriving on the 2nd of October is a part of the International Cricket Council's plans to have the trophy visit all countries that will participate in next year's extravaganza to be staged in Australia and New Zealand. Of course, the first stopover for the trophy was Sri Lanka, which won the tournament. And when they jointly hosted the competition with India and Pakistan, though that is, for those who are interested in cricket.
And recently, we know that Zimbabwe defeated Australia.
Indeed.
For big defeat,
yes,
indeed.
Yes, in about, I don't know how many, over 3 decades.
Yes.
That was indeed something to write home about. Rega etiende remberine kunzi, wakuti vateri wari kuti kuti na vama chingura parunari. Magadi vama chingura.
Akazima magadi.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Muri kuona sei nyaya yenhabvu munyika iyi?
Ndo zvino zvadzikira kudarikidza kudzikira kwakanga kuriko mazuva pfera. Tinganyatsotarira zvaitaurwa nacommentator webhorawo. Havanyatsotarirawo kuti makochisi acho avanoti vekunze vangani vari muno kunze kwakaindo.
Vanga vachitaura vakakocha national team.
Saka tikataira bhora redu kana ngozvanokusunisa kuti zvokundoda kutamba zvakanaka wakuenda paSouth Africa. Ravaro vari vachingononga vamwe vatsva bhora vanyori kudzikira zvokuti kaukaenda kunotambwa bhora vacho pamwe unoitoverenda newspaper kukangava kuti uri mubhora nokushata kwarinoita. Ravaro vanyo zvangoenderana nokumira kwakaenda nyika yacho.
Saka hapana chiri kunakidza kuti kuona bhora.
Rinakidzi remwana wechikoro riri nani.
Imi
inonguva nyaya yekuti hatina kukuinda kunoona bhora racho.
Tiudzei kuti imi mazuva amaiti bhora raitambwa sebhora ndeapa ende vapa vamwe vatambi vanga variko.
Ndingangotaira panguva yandaa ndichangobva kuchikoro kumaa 90.
yakwakunana bava unakaisungira ana zvitale zvakawira hapa paitambiwa bhora
kwaitambwa bhora
hapa paitambiwa bhora kuti nyange ukabvira mari yako unonyazoona kuti ha ndauya kuzoona bhora zvisho
kwete mazuvano
mazuvano zvaitoda kuti deno nyika yambonaka pamusoro peikonomi apo aa zvakanaka zvakadaro pakawana vanhu vanoizaomari kubhora vachitengawo vanhu vekunze nemakochi acho vekunze hakuda bhora rinda sunge
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamachingura nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa
tinotenda of course Mr. Machingura and Mr. Machingambi before him are saying standards have gone down. Of course, Mr. Machingura is saying that when soccer was still soccer, he was watching the likes of Vitalis Digital, Takawira, who is now based here in the U.S., and also Alois Bunjira. Bunjira played for Derrin T and also Capes United. He was a brilliant player, and now he's a soccer analyst. So you are saying that, and you compare to what is happening now, you know, it's totally different. He's saying all the players are going to South Africa because Zimbabwe is not doing well economically. And as a result, the coaches are left with the fringe players who are not performing. He's saying that when he goes to watch soccer these days, he will take with him his newspaper. So he'll be reading the newspaper while the match is on. That's how bad.
Mr. Ndebele, is soccer still soccer or no soccer at all? You know, people are talking.
Sorry?
People are talking. They're saying soccer is no longer soccer. You know, they used to watch Vitalis Takawira, Alois Bunjira, Moses Chunga, you know, Joel Jubilishambo, and all those. And they're saying right now, players are going down south. So there's no good soccer in Zimbabwe, according to some people. What's your reaction?
These are the fans. These are the people who watch football. So I cannot say what they are saying is not correct. But at the same time, running a league, you expect that the standard will improve. Perhaps I'm not the right person to say what they are saying, but I believe as a product, you need to take into account what customers say. So there's need for us to then to look at how we can improve football. But from my point of view, it would be producing new talent as opposed to just recycling the same players, moving from one club to the other. Suppose the players that we're talking about, the yesteryear players were groomed from the junior teams up to the first team. So it's one area that perhaps we need to look at as a league.
Because I also remember growing up, there was this guy, Mike Abrahams.
Mabrugwa.
And then there was Big Boy Dlovu. Yes, those were ball dribblers. Who were really excellent. So we'd pay our money.
It was still bring nostalgia, and that is the nice part of it.
Yeah.
Yes. And there was actually for Chimutanda, you know Chimutanda.
Very naughty, but
very naughty.
Very talented. Anything,
but very talented.
Yeah.
And we had Machuta Mpofu, you know, triplers, Mark Watson, Willard,
there was Willard Kumalo in his heydays, you know, even Dynamo supporters would cheer him on. He was that good.
Schoolboy international, according to Mambara, you know?
Yes, like I think what Mr. Ndebele is saying, there's also need to groom new players, you know? But not to say, you know, like Tuku was singing in one of his songs, you know, every generation wants to think that ours is
the
best,
that's
you know? So some say, of course, Pele was the greatest player ever. Others will tell you that, no, it was Maradona. You know, now others can argue that this is the generation now. It's actually Messi. Some will say it's Ronaldo.
I'll tell you that our journalism time was the best compared to, that kind of
thing.
So
people should go and watch soccer, you know, and not just mourn and say, oh,
it is not,
there's no Joe Jubilishambo, the late in midfield, you know, something like that. You know, I think... the players are there.
There are no cut and paste, so it's different. The new era cut and paste. You make sure you sit and really.
Mr. Ndebele, please stay on the line, and our radio listeners, please transition to www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yes, Mr. Ndebele and Mr. Nyoni, stay on the line. And Mr. Lakson, Ubambe Kolapunga Ekachana. This is Kips Tube in Washington, D.C.